Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
I'm Sam Legasek.
And I'm Dreadful Dan Gallagher. And we're two old buddies that have lived our life at the edge of the mainstream.
So come join us where things are a little odd.
This is the Podcast.
You've got to believe.
It's alive! It's loose!
This earth of yours will be reduced to a burned out cinder.
Hi guys, welcome to Oddcast, movies, music and gaming, and here with me, as always, is Dreadful Dan.
Hi everyone, how is everyone out there in listening to our podcast land?
Don't answer that question, remain silent all times, it's purely rhetorical.
How are you, Sam?
Yeah, good. So what have you been up to this week?
I've been listening to some Drive Like Jehu. Jehu? Do you know that band?
I don't know. No, I don't even know what you're saying.
I'm not sure I've pronounced it
correctly.
Driving
Jew?
Drive Like Jehu. Jehu. Okay. It's really, really good.
You keep changing it. What kind of stuff is it?
Post-hardcore from 1994 and... But the songs are quite long, like usually post-hardcore stuff, you know, like Helmet and all this. Mm. This is a bit more, like some of the songs are like 7-9 minutes long, but it's just really good. Reminded me of Shellac in places. But two of the guys went on to then later on do Hot Snakes. And okay. it's the guy from Rocket from the Crypt. But it's completely different to like Rocket from the Crypt. Mm. So when I got finished, you know what I thought about, what popped into my head?
On a rope.
Yeah, and then lipstick on my face.
Oh, God. Yeah.
And I don't want to wash it off.
Oh, my God. I haven't heard that. That hasn't even popped into my head. God knows how
you bought it for me once as a present.
Did I?
The CD2 of lipstick.
I forget about that as well. You used to get like. CD1s and CD2s to make you buy the single twice with extra songs. What fucking cheeky money making grab.
On a Rope came out on 3 CD singles.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Need those B-sides. It's like there's not as if there's like no space on the CD to fit it in either.
Yeah, you could put 74 minutes of music on it.
Don't they? Bastards. It's quite interesting though.
What have you been listening to? Anything?
I haven't listened to anything, really. I was continuing to listen to Idols since our last chat.
Oh, yes.
Trying to kind of come to terms with it. No, I don't know what the word is, but, like, I want this to kind of grow on me a bit more. And, yeah, I've just been kind of, you know, swimming through that a little bit. And I've been playing, I finished that game, Tell Me Why, which I think I've spoken about.
Oh, yeah.
A little bit. And it was a bit of an anticlimactic ending. Because it's like they're like twins, and they've got this they can read each other's minds. So they can speak to each other through their minds or whatever.
Yeah.
And then they remember things. So I have these visions of their memories like in front of them, but they're both seeing the same vision, if that makes sense.
Okay.
That's the kind of gamification of the game. And yeah, and it's like, you think something's going to come of that and it doesn't. Like, oh, okay. And it's quite a nice little story, but it was very small in scale, which is fine. I don't mind that, but it was, I don't know. It was weird. I was just like, I didn't really feel like the Don't Nod guys who made this, and they did Life is Strange 2, which I've spoken about before. Like those games are better, and they, because they're a bit more of a narrative. There's a bit more of a hook and a, like, you know, like a struggle or whatever. And the I was about to say, the scope is bigger. Stakes are higher, is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
And there's a bit more drama. Whereas with this, it's just basically like they're trying to like remember their mum a bit and just know a bit more about her. And then they need to find out who their dad is. And then they find out. And then it's basically the end. Okay. All right. Cool. Cool. It was all right. And after that, immediately when I finished it, I loaded up Doom Eternal, the new Doom game. I was like, this is more like this is kind of what I wanted. I just want to rip the heads off demons and blast my way through something. And I watched The Dark Phoenix X-Men
film,
which was pretty bad. It wasn't great. But it wasn't as bad as Apocalypse. I thought Apocalypse, the one before it, was dire. I don't think this one was as bad as that, but it was still pretty bad.
I've only seen a few of these Marvel films, and I've always thought they're really poor. Especially that's
Fox.
You know,
it's Marvel now, and it's Disney now, but that's Fox. Fox owned X-Men.
Especially if you've read the comic books back in the day.
Yeah. Well, this is it, right? Yeah. You had like, they're making Apocalypse, and you're like, okay, cool. That was like a 5-year like comic series that crossed the whole of Marvel or whatever. And then it's like, okay, they're doing Phoenix. Yeah, okay, cool. That was like another like 5 years of that, late 80s, early 90s or whatever, like storyline of X-Men. And then it's just kind of like, bleh.
There you go.
It was okay. Like, whatever. And then my bar is so low for those films anyway. What else? I've watched the Challenger docu-series on Netflix, which is about the Challenger spacecraft that blew up.
Yeah.
And kind of why it blew up. And a bit about, you know, like the entire launch itself and NASA. And that's really good. That's really interesting. If you like space travel, which I do, so.
Do you remember that episode of The X-Files from series one called Space?
Is it where it was the face on face of Mars?
Yeah. It's one of the worst episodes ever.
Yeah. It was like this face was just attacking people in their sleep or whatever. But it was just like.
He'd been out in space, and it was like a space spirit and was haunting him. But they, in the episode, because I watched it quite recently, they suggest that he may have tampered with the Challenger.
Oh, really?
In the past. And it's just like this really strange moment where you think, this actually isn't appropriate for a cheap payoff to this quite bad episode.
And people died.
Yeah, it's a bit like, okay, this is real. This is a bit bad taste. It's really strange. That episode is totally, it's so bad. But apparently it was the most expensive. It was meant to be like one of those, what they call it, bottle show.
Right.
But it ended up being the most expensive of the whole season. And it's like widely panned as one of the worst.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
I've been playing that computer game that you recommended, phone game, a few episodes ago, Among Us.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you can get, well, it's a phone game. You could also get it on Steam, which is on PC.
Yeah.
Did you like it?
Yeah, good fun. I think I've burnt out on it now, though. I was getting a bit tired of trying to actually make a case to people. And then they're just like, vote, 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 vote.
Mm. you can like customize stuff. So you can have like, if you do like a private game or set up your own one or whatever, so you can make the voting go on a bit longer.
Yeah, but then people still do it, and then they go, vote, Dreadful Dan G, come on, what are you doing? And I'm like, come on, guys, let's talk about it. And they're like, no, we've already all voted for you. I'm like, fuck.
12 angry men. Yeah, it's good, yeah. So I like playing it, play it with people at work, which is quite funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I read recently that it actually came out in 2018 and it's just had a weird resurgence somehow.
COVID.
Yeah, COVID, yeah. Among us, literally. So, Dan, to explain to us what we're doing today.
So we're going to have a chat about the California-based band Green Jello. And then I thought we could actually watch their video, Serial Killer, which is probably the most famous piece of work that they produced. How does that sound?
Okay, let's give it a go. All right, well, what we'll do is we'll take a break, and then we're gonna sit and we're gonna watch. It's an hour's worth. So if people want to do a little watch along, then we'll put the full hour's episode up on Patreon, patreon.com/anewwinter, and people can download it, watch there. Otherwise, we'll kind of show you the best bits here. And we'll have a little chat about it afterwards. So, yeah, here we go.
Why don't you sit right back? And I may tell you a tale.
So a little bit about the band before we watch this thing. Just to get you in the mood, Sam, make sure you understand the magnitude of what you're about to see.
Okay.
Do you remember the band?
I remember them from you. As I think I was saying last week, I haven't listened to this since you had it on CD. And when you talk about Three Little Pigs, I do vaguely remember that. But I remember it just being like punky, silly,
yeah.
Bit gross in places.
Yeah, pretty much. Everyone remembers Three Little Pigs, right? And I mean, I really remember it because I think that Three Little Pigs was like 1993. So right. I think my interest in Green Jello predated my interest in Nirvana.
Right.
So probably one of the first kind of like rock bands that I got into. So yeah, I've got a bit of a soft spot for them. And that's why I thought it'd be fun to, yeah, have this conversation and watch this video. But I really remember that single. I remember going to someone's house, and it must have been like their older brother or something had a copy. I remember seeing a picture of the band and all the artwork, and it just blew my mind. So I don't know if you know this, but they started as like a bit of a kind of proper kind of punky band. Right. And they released a few records. They released an album in the late 80s. But increasingly, they got like sillier and sillier, and at some point, they met Gwar.
Right, okay.
And that kind of sent them along this kind of like wacky novelty kind of route. So, if you don't know, like the band, it's hard to keep track of like who there is. The main guy is a guy called Bill Manspeaker, and he's like the singer.
Is that his real name?
That is, I'm not sure. Hard to know. And then they've just had this like revolving cast of members, all with aliases and with like these ridiculous costumes. And one of their whole things is that, you know, they combine like punk with then like metal and kind of like silliness. But they've got that punk ethos of like that they suck and that they basically all they do is they play bad music, but entertain people with a bad puppet show. So then, yeah, because they're called Green Jello, once they had some success, they got told by Kraft Foods, who own the brand Jello, that they couldn't use the name anymore. Mm. So all they did was change the spelling. So they, you know, it looks like green jelly, but it's still apparently Green Jello.
Okay.
And
well, we call it jelly here anyway, right? In the UK, we don't call it jello.
Yeah. Well, jelly's jam, isn't it, in America?
Yeah.
Jello is like a brand. Apparently green is the worst flavour. That's why they chose the name.
Right. See, I always think of it because it was Green Day and green jello or jelly, whatever.
Yeah.
And they were both like Green Day, obviously a bit more serious, but they still had that kind of like punky, silly aesthetic, especially like the Dookie album and the cover and all this stuff.
Yeah.
It's not quite as vibrant, but it always, I don't know, because it was all happening at the same time, for me anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, kind of came hand in hand a little bit.
Easily confused.
Hmm.
Yeah. So they, I don't know how, like, they basically managed to have, like, some kind of studio or something. And because, like, their whole thing was more about their, like, live act and these costumes and doing stupid stuff at gigs, it went hand in hand with this, like, visual aspect of starting mm-hmm. to make music videos.
Mm-hmm.
So that seemed to be more where their focus was. And, yeah, they made a basically what they called the world's first video album. And that was Serial Killer. And so that really was kind of what started getting them some attention from major labels, and especially the song Three Little Pigs. It got picked up and played, I think, on local radio, and then it just blew up. You know, people wanted to hear it all the time. Mm. And then, yeah, they got picked up, and basically all the songs on Serial Killer became their first like major label album. Serial Killer soundtrack, and that's the one that people know, and it's got Three Little Pigs and some other singles actually that did hit the charts in the UK.
Oh really?
Yeah, amazingly.
We should say that it's Serial Killer spelled as in the food.
Yeah, and that's because of the inclusion of basically a character called Toucan Son of Sam.
Right.
So in the States they've got a character called Toucan Sam, who's like the mascot of Fruit Loops, I think.
Okay.
So over there, he's like really old and as iconic as like Tony the Tiger or
right.
Coco Monkey or whatever. But they combined it, right, and made Toucan Son of Sam. And right. they made him into a serial killer who goes around killing all the other mascots of various breakfast food Seriously? Companies. Yeah.
Okay.
But again, whoever owns that, Kellogg's or whoever, didn't like them using their company mascot in that way. Mm. So basically, once they got signed, they re-released Serial Killer on video, which I have. But it, I think they removed that song.
Yeah.
Because they were threatened with a lawsuit.
Well, which one are we watching now? Is it with the song or without?
It is with it. So, yeah, we're going to watch the 1992, the earlier version, unedited. And apparently they did edit some of the other songs as well, edited some bits and bobs. So this is the raw, unedited, unexpurgated, unlicensed version that we're going to watch.
Okay, let's give it a listen then. This is Green Jelly, Serial Killer. Right, so here we go. Green Jelly, Serial Killer. I am going to press play.
What is this horrible baby? It looks like a baby from Eraserhead, but neon pink.
This is classic, like, MTV. This is like an MTV, advert break thing that they've got.
I think that's why they were so successful. It was just, like, perfectly timed for all that MTV stuff. Like, Three Little Pigs got put on high rotation.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, do you know what? I haven't listened to any of their music in about 20 years, so I'm feeling quite trepidatious.
Green Jello sucks.
This is the Green Jello theme song. Oh, yeah, there we go. It just goes, Green Jello sucks. It was very exciting for me at the time. That was like the embodiment, my first taste of like a punk ethos.
It's pretty good animation. Like, I know it's like shitty kind of.
It's not bad. Like, for an independent band at that time,
yeah,
I'm not sure how they. You know, the story's always like, oh, we just, you know, got stuff together and then we just like made some videos and then it all happened. But it's like someone's spent some money here. So here we go. We're going down the vortex. Sit right back. And I will tell you a tale.
Big butts.
Do you remember this at all?
Sexy butts. I don't remember the video. I remember there was a video. I don't remember anything about it.
Oh, that's great. That riff is so good.
Yeah. Fucking cool, man. Claymation's shit.
Yeah. Do you like Tool?
Ish.
So, you know, two of the guys from Tool were in Green Jello.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I don't know how long they were in the band for.
Brilliant.
But apparently that high-pitched voice,
yeah,
you know, not by the hair of my Jenny Jin Jin. Apparently that's Maynard James Keenan.
Really?
Yeah. I like that line as well. He's cranking out Bob Marley, along came the wolf on his big bad Harley.
Yeah.
I love how red and bloodshot his eyes look, that big.
Yeah. Just fucked. Just a little fucked fat thing. That's great. It's out of tune. Look at that. Just a massive spliff. Oh, my God. Jesus. Sylvester Stallone. It's like he's been dipped in wax.
Because I'm listening to this on headphones for the first time ever, I'm hearing quite a lot of like backing vocals and things I've never heard before.
Yeah.
There's loads of voices going hopping and up, hopping and hopping and up. What did you make of that?
Yeah, that was fun.
It's good, isn't it?
Yeah.
That.
A bit silly. Oh, God.
That's just as good. Just as good as I remembered it. Are you ready, Sam, to obey? The cow guard.
Oh, God. There's a, you know, like how I watch RuPaul's Drag Race.
Right.
There's a contestant on it who has a song called Brown Cow Stunning, and he keeps trying to make it like a thing in the series.
That's horrible.
This
yeah.
is all I'm thinking. Let's watch this.
It's making me think of our Texas Chainsaw Massacre episode.
Yeah. This is the Ace of Spades solo.
You're so right. So you see this woman with the blonde hair.
Ace of Spades. Yeah.
And the massive tits.
Some shredding. Yes.
Although they're not, she hasn't, she's got big eyeball bra thing on.
No. Yeah. Yeah.
Sadistica, she was called. What?
Sadistica.
Yeah.
Okay.
I remember seeing her in 1993 and thinking, wow, that is what a woman should look like.
Oh, God.
And I think I've had a little bit of a thing for her ever since.
Yeah, well, you would have been an 11-year-old boy. So, yeah. I don't think you'd have been the only boy thinking that.
But I did a little bit of... bit of Googling. Oh, that was Beefcake the Mighty, some footage of Beefcake the Mighty there, who is referenced in this song. He's from Gwar.
Oh, he's a Gwar guy.
Yeah. Because he says, we live in a country where there's no Beefcake the Mighty.
It also looks like it's filmed like in a church or whatever, like in a church hall.
Yeah. everything does look a bit budget.
So ropey.
I think the claymation was better. It kind of it masked some of this.
Yeah, low production value.
Oh, the other girl, she was called Gelatin.
How the fuck do you know this?
I just remember it. But I have been doing a bit of research on Sadistica, though.
I bet you have.
So I found out that, because she's got a website up, because she's an artist.
Right.
And she's actually a really good artist.
Okay.
But she's also got, in her portfolio, she's got all her old cartoony drawings, and she did all the drawings for Green Jello. So I always used to wonder, who did this? Because I've still got my old, I've got a t-shirt. I've still got it, still fits. And everything's signed Clod, K-L-O-D. And it's her. It's like Kate something O'Donnell.
Is this Red Hot Chili Peppers? It's Anthony Kiedis on the left.
It looks so much like him. I'm sure it's meant to be a parody of them. I think his character might be called Dunderhead. This is the thing, they always had so many like like reference, you know, like self-references and like a bit of a mythology around all these characters and things.
Right.
But it was never explained anywhere.
Have you seen this before coming into this? I mean, I know you said you had it on tape, whatever, but have you seen this recently, I should say, before you go into
this? Not since I got the tape.
And it's, which was?
I got the tape basically as soon as I went on eBay. So probably about 2002.
Right, wow.
Because I'd always wanted it, because I knew it existed, and I could never find it anywhere. And I remember, this is a Red Hot Chili Peppers parody.
Yeah, it is. It sounds exactly like Chili Peppers anyway.
I remember going up to Virgin Megastore, you know, on Oxford Street.
Yeah.
And they actually had a copy of it. And it was like the most expensive you could ever charge for a video, you know, and it's like the most retail.
Yeah.
Highest retail price for like 18 quid or something. Yeah, I remember. The thing is, it's an 18 rated video.
Right.
So I don't know why. Well, maybe we'll find out in a minute. But
I'm guessing there's some swear. Have they sworn?
No. Maybe there's going to be something really, really adult, some adult content. Maybe. But I mean, I was probably, when I went up there, I was probably like 16 or 17. And they wouldn't sell it to me.
Brilliant.
So, but at least then I was like, it definitely does exist, seeing a copy. So as soon as eBay came along, I, 2002 probably, I bought myself a copy and I watched it, and I haven't watched it since.
I love the way it's using these like old 90s like video production techniques as well, like loads of weird green screen filter like color shit, whatever, that like
it's really amateurish. I can't believe it.
The thing is, I like the fact that it's these like horribly like high contrasted colors and stuff, because it does make me think of like that time and this kind of like California, I don't know if it is California, but that kind of skater, like...
Yeah,
like 90s punk thing.
Those skater videos you'd get in the mid-90s. Yeah. It also, it looks a bit, what's it called in the States? Open, public service.
Yeah.
Public access. Yeah. Okay, this is a highlight, Sam. This is one of my favourite songs from the, when I had the CD.
Oh, God. What's in there?
Some shit.
And a condom. Oh, God. Oh, my God. Is that Billy Zane?
That's Bill Manspeaker, I think.
Oh, God. Oh, my God.
I'm pretty sure in my version of the video, the edited one, he doesn't actually eat some shit.
Right, okay. Having to make that
shit, man.
Shitty fly. It's like a Tim and Eric thing. Oh, right. Okay, he's someone else as well now.
I think shit man entered that guy and became him. Oh, I love how cheap and crappy everything is. It works horrible. Really well. Oh my God, he's entering this guy as well.
Doesn't even make sense.
he's like a toxic Avenger of shit.
He's like strong. The fact that they've been bothered with his hands. He's got normal human hands.
Can you imagine going to one of their concerts though, and all these characters would have been there running around on stage? I'm not ready for this. I can't. That looks a bit like Bill Wyman then.
Something a bit more serious here.
I'm still thinking about Misadventures of Shitman.
But this is a perfect lead into this, really. It's supposed to be the more classic metal song, isn't it? I don't know. What's this?
Yeah, this character.
Oh, God.
I think he's a sort of piss take on Kiss.
Okay.
So I think we're about to get a fist pumping arena rocker.
Was there ever a point where you wanted to get dreads, like long dreads, like the guy in here, not that guy, the guitarist and like the NoFX guy had long dreads as well, didn't he?
Yeah, probably for about a year when it was quite cool in the late 90s. Probably thought about it. I probably thought that would be cool, but I would never have gone through with it because of just how awful it is.
Yeah. I remember like just when it's like, how do people even do that? And it's like, you basically don't wash your hair.
Yeah.
You let it grow and knot and tangle for ages. And it's like, I don't know if I'm all right with that.
And you have to put loads of wax in it and all this. And it's a bit like, well, that seems a bit too try-hardy. Like, it should just happen. If it just happened, that'd be fine. It's a bit boring, this one, isn't it?
Yeah,
like musically. And there's
nothing visually going on, really.
This one, I mean, the problem with some of these songs is like, once you've kind of got the gag of what it's parodying or pastiching, there's not much to enjoy. Talking about Shit Man again, because there's so much going on in that one. It's such a short song. There's a line in that I think about on a day-to-day basis that goes, I smell something pretty ripe coming from that sewer pipe. Often if I smell something horrible, it pops straight into my head. I smell something pretty ripe. It's poo-poo, poo-poo.
How old would these guys be now? What do they do now anyway?
They reformed. Well, I don't know if they even broke up. But they did. After this, they did another album called 333.
Right.
And then they didn't do anything. I don't know if they played intermittently, but they've had about, if you look at the list of members, it's like 700 or something.
700?
Yeah, so this guy, Bill Manspeaker, he would just keep doing it with just different people. People would just come in and out.
Come in and out, okay.
Do a gig or... And then I think around 10 years ago, they actually put an album out.
Right.
And I think it was an album that they had recorded back in the day as a follow up to 333.
Right.
But then they'd been dropped. So I think they put that out, and that's called Music to Insult Your Intelligence By.
Right.
And then since then they have been releasing bits and bobs fairly regularly. Like an EP here, a live album. And I think there's a documentary as well. I'd quite like to watch that, but I think it's something where it's quite hard to get hold of. Like you actually have to buy the bundle of like I think it's like the DVD comes with like a live album or a soundtrack or something. This is just like something from a trauma film. Why has she given the evil snowman a spade? Oh my God, it's getting bigger.
Psychedelic.
I'm quite confused by this one.
Oh God, why is that so wanking off his nose?
I mean, this song's called Flight of the Skajawaja or something. Skajawada. So maybe that's the Skajawada. I don't know.
No, I like you trying to make sense of it.
That was quite good, though. That was like a Godzilla versus King Ghidorah fight. It's quite good now it's getting going. What would you call this kind of music? It's like...
Shit. It's a bit metal.
Yeah, progressive metal. I'd like to make a music video like this.
I bet.
Kind of cheap and crappy. We should do it. We should make some videos for. We should make a video for some old cells.
Yeah,
that we're actually in.
Bothered to record it. Yeah.
Oh my God. Club Jello.
This is great.
They're literally lampooning every major musical genre of the time.
Yeah. They were all fucking high as a fucking kite, I bet, doing this. Oh my God. It's like a shit warehouse party.
It still looks amazing. Like, this is what I thought it would be like being an adult going to stuff like 25. This. And then instead, I was like, right, old enough to go out. And it was like the cartoon in Croydon. I thought everything would be like this. She's changed her bra here. It's not the green eyeballs. It's just a pair of tits.
It's some eyeballs, isn't it?
No, it's a big pair of pierced tits. Did you notice how he's singing Whip Me Teenage Babe?
Yeah.
But the words on screen say House Me Teenage Rave.
I didn't see that.
That's what the song's called.
Officially.
Yeah.
Clean version. This is so like Big Breakfast or something, in a sense of like, just throw loads of images on the screen really fast and like no one will care or know because it's just happening so fast. It's what young people like. It's got to be loads of visual stimuli happening in a very short space of time.
And it's basically the crew of the band and their friends. It's like, look like you're having a great time. Everyone's really excited. It's probably about 10 o'clock on a Sunday morning. I wonder if, again, this was a song that they, I think it was quite old. So I wonder if the older versions from the 80s are actually more of a metal song.
Mm.
And they made it into a techno parody. What's that thing in the background?
So weird. Look at it. It's hanging out.
I feel like in this band, it was like, if you had an idea, they were like, yeah, let's do it. That'd be great.
Yeah.
And didn't really think anything through. So someone's just gone, wouldn't it be funny if there was a character like a cartoon from on the side of a packet of biscuits and like, yeah, make it.
Yeah.
Do it.
I'm going to be honest. I didn't mind that. It did kind of take me back to that, that early 90s techno cyberdog thing or whatever.
Wow. I want to go to Club Jello. I think I'd have a great time. That was cool how the song started, like it was some silly, ridiculous children's jingle.
Yeah. It must be cool just to be like, let's just fuck about, basically.
Oh, it must have been so much fun.
Let's just get fucked. Do whatever you want. Here's a budget. Here's like a couple of hot girls or whatever. Here's all your instruments.
I don't know who bankrolled it, though, at this point. Because only once they did it, it started getting some interest that they got properly signed.
I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if they just did it themselves.
How much do you think you could do this for?
That's the thing. In America, like, if you're like in a small town place, I mean, I imagine a lot of this stuff is just fucking, I don't know if it is made. Like, maybe it's just picked up from, I don't know, actually. Maybe it is made. Basically, what I'm trying to say is that I think it would be more expensive than people would probably think looking at it.
Yeah. So you need to buy cameras and all the sound mixing and
But also it's just like the costumes. I mean, this is like the same. They've used the same studio or whatever the fuck it is, same place.
Yeah.
So they've got the same location each time. So it's obviously someone they know or whatever. But still creating all those stupid sets and costumes would be... But if they've got someone that could do it...
I mean, they were doing that anyway for the shows.
Yeah, true.
So yeah, this one, it's not on my video. So this is the first time I've ever seen this.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I remember hearing like that this had been banned or whatever. It's a shame though, because this is probably one of the best songs.
Yeah.
And probably the best video.
God, what now?
Sounds a bit grungier.
It's just the pumpkin one or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
It's like heart-shaped box.
It is, isn't it?
Wouldn't have been out by this time.
Yeah. It looks a bit like The Wiz. Have you seen that film?
Yeah, well, yeah, but not for about 50 years.
When they find Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
He's being bullied by crows.
Oh my God, look at that. Carved pumpkin.
Hey, that's really good. I quite like what they've done stylistically with this one.
Yeah.
It actually looks quite good visually. How do you do this? Well, it's like super high contrast.
Yeah. Well, they've played around with it. Like, they've used some weird, really weird effects.
I like, everything's black, white, and brown, right?
Yeah. Well, I think it's if isolated.
What does that mean? Isolated?
As in, look, it's not just brown, like, she's got orange hair.
Yeah. So this song, the band was on, again, I think like late 80s. there's a program in America called The Gong Show.
Right, yeah.
Have you heard of that?
Yeah.
They were on The Gong Show and played this.
Oh, really?
I think they got to play about 50, 60 seconds of it. Brilliant. Before they were, like, gonged off.
That's pretty cool, eh?
It's cool. It's on YouTube. I saw it just recently.
Fuck, I have to check that out.
It's pretty cool. They, you know, they got themselves over in that time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
It's not a bad song.
Yeah, I quite like this song. That's fun.
Is that it?
That is the end. No, because we're only 40...
I was going to say, how's left at the end of it then?
I don't know. We've got another 15 minutes to go.
Joe Russo, didn't he direct Avengers? Russo Brothers. Oh, Anarchy in the UK. Is that this special thing at the end then?
Oh yeah, what's happened to that? We haven't had it.
I'm guessing it must be after this then. It's a lot of people that got thanked for this.
So my copy, Sam, is only 39 minutes long.
Oh.
And it doesn't have Serial Killer, but it does have Anarchy in the UK.
That's weird.
Yeah, it was before Rock and Roll Pumpkin. We made this video ourselves and we're just idiots. Anybody can do anything if they don't have anything else to do. Yeah.
Flintstones. I remember this, actually.
It's good, isn't it? I guess it was originally called Anarchy in Bedrock, but again, they would have got into trouble with Hanna-Barbera.
Yeah.
So they just had to call it Anarchy in the UK. It doesn't make sense.
Yeah. I guess they're already parodying the song.
But then the funny thing is, it came full circle, because when that Flintstones film came out, in the whenever that was, like mid-90s, it got picked up and licensed to be on the soundtrack.
Did it?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so it was legitimised.
That's mad. With the BC-52s.
Yeah. Awful. I actually heard this, and this was the version that I knew before I heard the Sex Pistols version.
No.
I swear, yeah.
Brilliant.
I swear. I've still got... I don't have any of their stuff on vinyl, but I've got the CD singles. So I've still got this. This was a big... This was a hit single in the UK.
Brilliant.
After Three Little Pigs. Because when I heard the Sex Pistols version, I was like, I want to be Anarchy. It doesn't make sense.
I want to be Fred Flintstone. I do like how it's like... stupid, like, fun aspect of it does kind of just like shine through.
Yeah,
like something like puerile and innocent about it.
Yeah, what did you think of the music videos then? Anyway,
yeah, I liked it. As I said, yeah, it's like the fun ridiculousness of it all was good, and you could tell they're just a bunch of don't care, like whatever, it's just fuck about. I enjoyed it, actually. Stupid silliness. And in fact, they just wear it on their sleeve.
I think, yeah, like part of the appeal was you'd see these videos and just think, oh, I look like they're having so much fun. That'd be great to be part of that gang.
Yeah. Because that's the thing. It's like these days, like I'm always talking about these days, but like people just think they're so fucking cool.
Yeah.
I just want to be all so cool all the time. You wouldn't see shit like this, someone doing stuff like that. There was a band I saw, I think, what were they called? Like Snap Tankles or something. He were kind of like dressing up and doing stuff and in the audience, but it wasn't like this. This is like much more puerile.
Rather than, can you imagine sitting down and just listening to that music on its own without the visuals?
Yeah, I think they still work. I think it still works. It's like just a ridiculous songs to listen to. But yeah, yeah. I think the visual aesthetic does kind of bring you into the, as you said, into the party, basically. All right, let's take a break and get back into it.
Cool.
Jello, Dan.
It's good. Wasn't
it? What was it like? What was it like going returning to that phase of your life?
Brilliant. Oh, that was really good fun. That was better than I thought it was going to be. Well, not better. I mean, it looked quite ropey. But it was a nice nostalgic kick. I thought it kind of held up. We had a few giggles.
Yeah. I thought it was pretty good. Actually, I didn't think the songs were kind of what I remembered / expected, but they're still like stupid, fun songs to kind of listen to. And yeah, I do think it was cool kind of seeing the visuals with it, because it does, all mesh into like the whole experience, I guess, of what they were about and their like kind of party atmosphere and the ridiculousness of it all. And I really liked that. It just made it, it was just like nice and lighthearted and fun. Yeah. And silly. And yeah, like we were saying, like people take themselves so fucking seriously these days as well. And just to have like a band who's just like, we're idiots and we don't care. And here you go. Was just quite refreshing. It was probably refreshing back then and it's refreshing now.
It's amazing that they've, you know, had the level of success that they had, really. I mean, it's a bit of a fairy tale story, really.
Mm.
You know, if that song, if Three Little Pigs hadn't kind of like, basically I think someone played it because they went, listen to this song, how ridiculous it is, on local radio in California. And it just blew up from there.
That's cool. Do you know any other little tidbits or facts about them?
I'm just looking at my copy of the video. So yeah, we watched the 1992 version of the video, which was released by Zoo Entertainment. And then they got sued. They got sued by Kraft Foods, who own Green Jello as a trademark. Yeah. And they got sued or threatened by whoever owns the Toucan Sam character. Mm. And it looked like, I guess, Hanna-Barbera were lining up as well. So, yeah, it got reissued. That's the version I've got. That's the one that came out in the UK. And it's cool. It's got this booklet with it. It's got all these pictures in here. In the booklet, you could buy T-shirts, which I still have my T-shirt, caps, posters, and figurine. You could get a cow god and a shitman figurine.
The shitman one would be quite good. Both would be quite good in their own way.
If those actually exist, if they're out there and anyone knows about them, please contact us. I'm going to go as soon as we finish this recording. I'm going to look on eBay. I don't believe they exist, but if they do, I'm going to go for it.
Yeah, you should do. You'd love that. God, how much would you love that?
Oh, I'd love it so much. I'd actually buy a car just so I could put them on the dashboard.
Yeah.
There's a list in here of who the band is.
Right.
So we just talked about how many members they had, but officially, as per this booklet, Green Jelly is... you can tell me out of 10, how do you rate these stage names?
Oh, God. Right, go on.
Moronic Dictator, spelled Dick, D-I-C-K.
Okay, all right, yeah, I quite like that. That upped it. That's about seven or an eight now.
Dunderhead.
Three.
Rootin.
Two, that's awful.
I agree with you. Jesus Quisp.
I don't know what. I like the sound of that. It's a seven.
It's not even like a pun on anything.
It's why I quite like it. It's quite a nice word to say, I imagine.
Yeah. Quisp. Coy Roy.
Four.
Oh dear. Sadistica, my favourite.
I do quite like that as a name, but I'm only giving it a six. Sorry.
Fair enough.
It's like you pitching to me or something.
Hotsy Menshot.
Say again.
Hotsy Menshot.
Five. Imagine if this was a list of like your potential names of your potential children.
Oh.
You're going through baby names.
Gelatin.
Darling, what about? Gelatin. Yeah. It's a bit on the nose. Four.
Sven, seven.
You think I should give it a seven, but I'm not going to. I'm going to give it a two. Don't like it.
Bad Water Bob.
Quite like that. I'll give it a six.
Bad Water Bob. And Cleaner Rumour.
It's like, what is it? Thingy and Tidy Up.
Yeah, Stop It and Tidy Up.
Stop It and Tidy Up, that's it. Which is a cartoon in the 80s, by the way. I'll give that a seven.
And that is the band at that point.
Ah, okay, right. Cool. It's quite a lot of people.
The booklet, it also strings together all of these videos with a narrative. There's about a paragraph for each song. So, apparently all these videos and ideas and themes are all linked conceptually. But
is it worth reading out or not really?
Oh, no. Maybe that's another special. Here, Daniel Gallagher reading Green Jello Serial Killer. Audible exclusive.
Yeah, only on Audible. Okay, well, I guess that's it, really. Any last words? I quite liked it. It was an enjoyable experience, I thought. I think in this time of, where the world is a bit shit, really, it's nice that there was a time where people could do that and just have fun and not be too worried about it and actually be marginally successful off it.
Yeah, absolutely. It's quite inspiring. Anything like that, you know, that's DIY, I always find inspiring.
Do it while you're young. I think that's the message.
Yeah, so definitely.
You're not going to be able to do
later. One of the things that made me start thinking about the band again and why I proposed we do this was last year, the Serial Killer soundtrack got a vinyl reissue. If you're coming to this band, you know, or returning to the band, if you're like our age and you want a nostalgic hit, that looks quite cool. Bit of fun. They've redrawn the artwork. And I think there's a few different variants, but they're all on different like weird green pressings. So there's like glow in the dark with a green splatter. I think there's another one. It's like, I'm hoping there's like a Shipman version coming down the pipe. That's what I'd buy.
Literally.
Shit Brown with Sweet Corn Flex.
Yeah. Oh, lovely.
Do you know as well, after Three Little Pigs and then after Anarchy in the UK, they did have another charting single in the UK. Right. I'm not sure if it was released in the US. I'm just going to have a quick look.
Should I do it?
Well, you know, again, like pre-internet. No, so this was only released in the UK and then like in Europe. Do you remember on Saturday mornings, the ITV chart show?
Yes.
And that would show music video. I mean, it was pretty much, if you didn't have Sky or whatever, it was like one of the only shows to watch music videos.
Yeah, it was, yeah. But you'd sometimes get it, yeah, on the general, like, magazine shows or whatever, but...
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they would show, and they'd only show, like, a little, because they only had, like, an hour to pack in all the music for the week. Mm. So sometimes they'd just show a little clip of something, if it was, like, a... like new release or if it was like On the Rise.
Mm.
And I remember seeing 30 seconds of this new Green Jello song and then didn't see it again. Never saw a copy of it anywhere. No one would believe me that I'd seen it. So for like 10 years, I'd look in record shops and record fairs and see if this thing existed. And I started getting to the point where I was like, did I dream this? Because in 1993, they had a hit single, Green Jello, with Hulk Hogan covering Gary Glitter's Leader of the Gang.
Oh, wow.
And that is majestic.
What was the video? Do you remember?
It's got green. It's got Hulk Hogan in it.
Right.
And they're all in their weird costumes and stuff. So it's just like, what a strange career move for Hulk Hogan.
Yeah, that's weird.
It's just bizarre. It was really like, and that's why I kept questioning. It was like some sort of like fever dream that I'd had. But eventually I found a copy of it in some like little record shop in Bournemouth or something.
Right.
And it's like, finally, the Holy Grail.
It does exist. I'm not insane. Hulk Hogan's done some weird stuff.
He's done some weird music. He's done some very bad music. Yeah. That actually, I'm going to add that to the list. Hulk Hogan's musical career.
God,
and we can have a listen to Hulk Rules.
Why did I say anything?
One of the worst albums ever made. Something to look forward to.
We did talk about it on a hit in the shit, didn't we?
Yeah.
A while back. Okay, well, Dan, let's do a... we're talking about a game next, actually, aren't we? On the list.
You ready? Right. Yeah, okay.
Do you see what it is going to be? So next week, we are going to be talking about, a fairly easy one for me. Actually, I think it'd be quite a simple run through. It's not really that odd, but it's one of my favourite games of all time. And it's an oddity in that it's a bit like Rez a little bit, where it just kind of stands on its own.
Yeah.
And it was this weird little game, which people fell in love with. And it's called Shadow of the Colossus.
Okay, sounds dramatic.
And I've got a little, in my house, Dan, I have, I can't remember last time you were here, but I've got a picture. I went to a fair, like a gaming exhibition thing, expo.
Yeah.
And there's a guy selling like prints or whatever. Where
he's selling prints?
Prints of
what is called?
Art prints. Prints. Oh, literally, no. For TS, and he done like video game characters or scenes or whatever, but like as ancient Japanese style or whatever. I was just like, I saw a Shadow of the Colossus one, and I was like, I really want that. So I bought it and framed it.
Nice.
And
hanging
up.
Hey, cool.
So it's I can't remember. It wasn't very much. But it's a numbered one, so it's some kind of limited edition, though there's probably thousands of them out there. But it's on like proper like papier or whatever, like that old school paper shit.
Very nice. Some
special material. So what I'm going to with that is that this game is quite a personal game, I would say. And, you know, the first time I ever completed it, I think, was with our friend Simon.
Oh, yeah.
I think we literally sat down. I think we did it in a day or 2 days. And then I think I borrowed it off him and I've probably still got it. And I played it again. I replayed it and recompleted it. And then they did a remaster of it about, I don't know, 5 years ago, or whatever, which was good, but we'll kind of get into that. It's a game that was originally released for the PS2. and it's a thing of beauty. So I'm quite looking forward to talking about it, actually. And that's it. So next week, we'll talk about Shadow of the Colossus.
Colossus.
And I bid you adieu. And if you want to talk to
I bid
us,
you a poo.
Oh, shit, man. Don't take shit, man. If you want to email us, you can do. You can either email us at oddcastoddballs@gmail.com or newwinterpodcast@gmail.com. We go to the website, anewwinter.net, not .com, which is what the outro message may say. I have to change that at some point. It's newwinter.net. And that's it. See you in the next one.
Goodbye. Bye, everyone.
Thanks for joining us on the Oddcast, guys. We're part of a New Winter group, so head on over to newwinter.com to check out our other shows. Go to patreon.com/newwinter to support the network. You can email us at oddcastoddballs@gmail.com and follow this and our other shows on Twitter and Instagram @anewwinter. So, see you next time on the Oddcast.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.